Jillian, who could certainly be accused of forgetfulness and disorder, was missing things that seemed almost impossible to lose, even for her. Her prized red cowboy boots, which she always kept beside the bed, simply weren't there when she woke up one morning, as though they decided to just walk away. Her tarot cards, which she kept tied up in a satin handkerchief, and which had certainly helped her out of a fix or two, especially after her second marriage, when she didn't have a cent and had to set herself up at a card table in a mall telling fortunes for $2.95, had evaporated like smoke. All except for the Hanged Man, which can represent either wisdom or selfishness, depending on its position. Little things were gone, such as Jillian's tweezers and her watch, but major items were missing as well. Yesterday she had gone out the front door, still half asleep, and when she went to get into the Oldsmobile, it wasn't anywhere in sight. She was late for work, and figured that some teenage boy had stolen her car, and she'd phone the police when she got to the hamburger shack. But when she arrived there, her feet killing her since she wasn't wearing shoes meant for walking, there was the Oldsmobile, parked right out front, as though it were waiting for her, propelled by a mind of its own. When Jillian questioned Ephraim, who'd been working behind the grill since early that morning, demanding to know whether he'd seen someone drop off her car, she sounded on edge, maybe even hysterical. "It's a practical joke," Ephraim guessed. "Or somebody stole it and got cold feet." Well, cold feet was certainly something Jillian knew about lately. Every time the phone rang, at work or at Sally's house, Jillian thought it was Ben Fry. She got the shivers just thinking about him. She got them all the way down to her toes. Ben had sent her flowers, red roses, the morning after they'd met at Del Vecchio's. But when he phoned, she told him she couldn't accept them, or anything else. "Don't call me," she told him. "Don't even think about me," she cried. What on earth was wrong with Ben Fry? Didn't he see her for the loser that she was? Lately, everything she touched fell apart. Animal, vegetable, mineral, it didn't matter in the least. It all fell apart equally beneath her touch. She opened Kylie's closet, and the door came right off its hinges. She put up a can of tomato rice soup to cook on the back burner, and the kitchen curtains caught on fire. She walked out to the patio to have a cigarette in peace, only to step on a dead crow, which seemed to have fallen directly from the sky into her path.